A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April the 11th, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Again, welcome. We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits in South Africa.
The permits are required for Zimbabweans to live and work legally in South Africa.
Under the special dispensation granted by Pretoria in 2014, Zimbabweans who had previously been granted permits under the Dispensation for Zimbabwe project were allowed to re-register for the non-renewable three-year Zimbabwe special permits. The ZSP has now been replaced by the Zimbabwe exemption permits.
The South African government says there are some Zimbabweans who have not collected their permits, while the Zimbabweans, on the other hand, are accusing the authorities of failing to produce the documents on time.
ZEP permits started being issued for a maximum period of 4 years, effective January 2018, and are expiring on the 31st December 2021, notwithstanding the date of issue.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwamaphepha amaphepha sekhatazile amaphepha ama permits South Africa. Lamaphepha la ngawukuthi izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlale eSouth Africa zihlale njalo ezifundayo zifunde okusemthethweni. Amaphepha la abemele aqale ukuphiwa ngenyanga edluleyo, kodwa sesizwe imbiko eminingi kakhulu ethi yona hatshi asiwathole amaphepha la njengokuthembisa kukahulumende weSouth Africa. Kodwa ke ngakwelinye icele abanye bathi bona hatshi amaphepha hayi akhona, abantu beZimbabwe yibo abangayi ukuyathatha. Yiko ke lamhlanje sithe asixoxeni ngodaba lolo. Wande,
nasi tinoda kutarisa nenyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa, avo vave nenguva yakati rebe vachinetseka nenyaya yemagwaro okushanda kana kugara muSouth Africa. Vakazochinja mutemo vachiwisa mapepa matsva okupa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti vakwanise kushanda kana kugara muSouth Africa, iyo yavanoti the Zimbabwe exemption permit. Iko zvinezvi tiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino South Africa yakanga yabudisa mapemitsi anosvika zviuru makumi mana zvevanhu vokuZimbabwe, asi vazhinji havasi kuenda kunotora mapepa avo kumaofisi eHome Affairs munzvimbo dzavanogara. Saka vanhu vari kukurudzirwa kuti dena vaenda kunotarisa kuti mapepa avo hasati abuda here kumaofisi ikokoko. Imwe nyaya inoita sokuti netse zvekare ndizvokuti pakamboimbisiwa kuti avo vanenge vaapplya mapemits aya vachida kuenda kumusha vanokwanisa kuenda kumusha namaresita vanenge vapiwa pavanenge vaapplya, vagokwanisa kudzoka nawo vachipinda muSouth Africa vozonotarisa mapepa avo kana vadzoka. Zvino kune vamwe vanotaura vachiti vanoenda asi pakudzoka vosvika vopiwa mazuva mashomanana okugara muSouth Africa. Saka ndiyo imwe nyaya tichatakura futi zvekare iyoyo tinovimba kuti tichawana vanobva kuZimbabwe Exiles Forum kuti vagotibatsira nenyaya iyoyoyo, Mr. Gande.
Yes, Mr. Wande, we have our first guest, and that is Mr. Butolezwe Nyati, who is an official with the Migrant Workers of South Africa. Mr. Nyati, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Blessings and greetings to the listeners.
Yes, Mr. Nyati, unfortunately today it's Chris Gande. It's not blessing, it's Chris Gande.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the correction.
No problem.
Chris who called me earlier on. Thank you very much, Mr. Gande.
No, that's okay. Mr. Nyati, can you tell us what exactly is going on? We understand people are saying there are delays in the issuing of permits, but at the same time we understand the South African government is saying Zimbabweans are themselves not going to collect these permits. So what do you know?
Well, look, thank you very much for having me on SW Radio Africa. Sorry, Studio 7. It's true that people are frustrated out there. People are complaining that they are not getting their permits, especially those that applied between the October and November. They are actually asking questions because some people applied in late November, December, they've got their permit. So we are receiving a lot of complaints from people regarding the issue of permits. It's apparently slower compared to the DZPs and the ZSPs. As an organization, we have tried to reach out to Home Affairs. Previously, they used to have a forum where they invited us as officials of organizations to sit, and they used to give us updates. With the ZEP applications, they've actually closed us out, and we have tried all means to reach out to them, to reach out to where the processes are taking place. So it's true that people are not getting their permits on time.
Mm. So when you say they have closed you out, is it just your organization, the Migrant Workers of South Africa, or all Zimbabwean organizations? Because we have spoken before with other organizations like the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and the Zimbabweans in South Africa. Are they allowing the other organizations in their meetings, or everyone has been booted out?
There was a forum for DZP. There was a forum for ZSP. With the ZTP, Zimbabwe Exemption Permits, they didn't create that forum. There was a gentleman called Gerson Muti who was leading that forum, who was actually the ZSP project manager. He was very accessible, very approachable. We sat in meetings with him. He even took me and Comrade Nabuto Mabena to where the ZSPs were being processed at the National Home Affairs head offices in Pretoria. With the ZSPs, they totally couldn't be reached. I went personally to the Home Affairs head offices to try to establish who is the ZEP manager, so that if ever we have got issues, we could raise those issues with him. They gave me Kavish as a phone number, who is a VFS sender manager. And that's why I'm saying, so all these organizations, they have tried to find their ways around that challenge to find out whom they can talk to within Home Affairs.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Nyati. Can you please keep holding? Mr. Wande, I understand we have another guest.
Yes, Tina, Mrs. Diana Zimbuzana, the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, to Nemba Dranga Bazira. Masura say, am I?
Taswera
chaizo. Pane nyaya dziri panapa dzakanangana nebasa ramunoita kuda mukatibatsira mukatijekesera kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei maererano nemapepa ezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. zviri kushanda nokugara muSouth Africa nenyaya dzamapermits. Tambotaura chinguva chakupfuura zvishomanana kuti vamwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvimwe hazvisi kuenda kunotarisa mapepa avo. Tiudzewo kuti zvinhu zvacho zvakamira sei pari zvino.
Panongori nemarunyere kupe rwekunzi Home Affairs iri kuti yakaburitsa zviuru makumi mana emapemits, asi pari zvino hatina watati tanzwa ataendako achitizivisa kuti akanoendako akakwanisa kutora pemiti yake yakabuda. Saka hatina ruzivo rwekuti akabuda here kana kuti haasati.
Hapana kana umwe chete amunoziva akaenda akanotora mapepa ake?
Pari zvino kwandiri nini hapana, nekuti zvichida pamwe kana vakaenda havo kuhofisi yedu kupretoria, inini iye zvino izvi ndoshandira kuhofisi yedu iri kunorth west. Kana vakaenda kuGauteng, kuhofisi yedu kuGauteng handina anenge akandizivisawo Gauteng. Asi mahunga hunga ndo akanga angobuda achiti Home Affairs yati mapemiti zviuru makumi mana ava ready for collection.
Ko ofisi yenyu inoti chinenyaya yevamwe vanoti vanoenda kumba namareciti sekuudzwa kwavakanga vaitwa vozodzoka vonyimwa mazuva akakwanako akawanda kuti vagare muSouth Africa, makambotambira mashoko iwaya?
Hongu, iyi inyaya inototishungurudza chaizvo, nokuti muna January vanhu vachangobva kuholiday yeChristmas tine vanhu vazhinji vakauya kwatiri vachiti ndazosvika pabhodha ndine risiti yangu iyi asi ndapiwa mazuva matatu, vamwe vachiti ndapiwa mazuva mashanu. Isu tonetsekana kuti aish, ko zvekunzi vanhu vakupiwa mazuva zvabva nepi iye munhu achinge aine pemiti? Handiti pemiti inobvumidza munhu kuti ange achigara munyika nguva yakareba, uyezve chibvumirano chokuti vanhu vaende kumba nemarisiti chibvumirano chakagara chiripo pakati pemaZimbabwe nedipartment yeHome Affairs yemunomu. Saka chii chachinji? Zvoita sokunge vanhu vari kuhead office uku vanogara kure kure kuzuva uku, vanhu vari pasi vari kudhila nevanhu maimmigrants acho havatsi kuziva zvavari kuita, nokuti kana vanhu vakunge vaakupiwa mazuva hazvichabetseri. Saka iroi dambudziko ratakaona chaizvo rakanga riripo muna January vanhu vachidzoka kumusha.
Imi sangano renyu riri kuita zvakadini nenyaya idzi?
Vazhinji vacho tinongovaudza kuti ivo ngavaregere kudzokera, nokuti vazhinji vanenge vaine kakutya kayake kekuti mazuva angu akapera ndichabhanwa. Iye zvino izvi chaakuitwa ndechekuti bhani manje yaakuti zvichienderana nekuti anenge akubhana wacho anenge aitora zvakadii, unogona kubhanwa gore kana kuti unogona kubhanwa makore mashanu chaiwo uchinzi hauchabvumidzwa kupinda munyika yeSouth Africa. Saka vazhinji vanotya izvozvo, nekuti iyoyo nyaya yeovestay inokupisawo futi bhani. Saka vazhinji vanenge vakufunga zvino kuti saka zviri nani ndiende ndinodhindisa mamwe mazuva angu awedzere ndirambeneti pamazuva akanaka, kana kuti ndoita zvaiitwa kare mapemiti asati apo vanhu vonodhindisa mapasipoti out vogara zvavo kuno vozokuti kana vazvimapemiti zvacho zvichinge zvabuda vonobuda vodzoka vodhindisa inovhesirwa pemiti. Ndo zviri kurongwa nevamwe, vamwewo ndo vanoteerera urongwa hwatiri kuvaudza kuti aiwa imimi musabude munyika, regerai zvakadaro, isusu munotipa mazita enyu imi toenda nawo kuHome Affairs. Asi dambudziko kuHome Affairs pacho haakuchapindiki kunenge kwato vakaterwa gomba chairo rokuti kuti udarike gomba iroro hazvakaoma.
Musaenda amai zimbudzana, tichada kudzoka kwamuri futi nenyaya iyi. Chris, she is saying that they heard that the government issued about 40,000 permits, but up to this point they cannot find a single person who has been there to collect their permit. So I think it's an issue that is of concern to them. They might be looking into it. We'll hear some more when she gets back on air with us. And the other thing is that about those slips that they use to go back home and then are used to re-enter, something went wrong and people were not being given enough time. So now people, because of fear, have resorted to the old system where they can just send someone to have some their passport stamped, which means that we are likely going to see a rise in illegal residents in, you know, Zimbabwean residents in South Africa. That is a very steady development, and we hope to get clarification as we go on.
That's true.
Yeah, Mr. Nyathi, uluzwilu daba lapha olwethulwa ngunkosazana Zimbutsana.
Yes.
Yeah, so when ungathini bakhona yini selibazwile abatholile?
Abantu baya hamba bewathola ama permits lapha lalapha yana. Inkinga iyona leyo ukuthi ama permits umuntu yakhona ukuthi kwenzeke ukuthi wa apply njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kukhona abantu aba apply ngo October November abangakawathola ama permits. Then kube sokusitha abantu aba-aplaya ngo-December sebawathola ama-permits. Konke lokho kuletha ukuthi abantu begcine bedideke engqondweni bengasakwazi ukuthi kahle-kahle kwenzakalani. Iqinisa ukuthi i-Home Affairs ayenzi izinto ngendlela ebizenza ngesikhathi inikeza ama-DZPs nesikhathi inikeza ama-ZSPs. Banikeza isimemezelo sokuthi abantu bengakhona ukuthi behambe ekhaya ngo-December bebuye futhi bengazange bahlukuluzwa e-border. Bephinde futhi behambe nge-Easter, lokuba siphuma kuma-Easter holidays, bephinde bebuye. Kodwa abantu abaningi abasithumela ama-complaints nokwesaba ngabantu abathi bona banikezwa ama-days e-border. So thina kibo sithi kubo esikwaziyo nge-DZP ne-ZSP nale mlayezo esawuthola ku-Home Affairs ngokuthi i-permit le i-ZEP is going to override i-overstaying lapha e-South Africa. Ngakho-ke thina sithi ebantwini bakithi abantu abangayenzi lokho kokudingisa ama-permits because okugcina kusenzekayo ukuthi abantu bagcina bedingiselwa e-border ngezitempu ezirongo kube sokuthi kusokutholakala ku-system ukuthi bayenze izinto ezingekho emthethweni. So abantu mabenikezwe amalanga e-border abangene ngapha e-South Africa beqhubeke besebenza. Inkinga isisemabhenki na semsebenzini abantu sebegxotshwe emsebenzini abantu sebe ama bank accounts asevalwa ngenxa ye delay le enjeka e Home Affairs.
Mr. Wande, Mr. Nyathi is saying just a quick overview of what Mr. Nyathi is talking about. You know, he's saying that the problems with employers. And, you know, some people have had their bank accounts closed because of this issue. Anyway, you go ahead with the caller.
We have a caller, Tanel Mamboma. Mkoma Mamboma, muripoere?
Ndiripo mkoma Tanel, kama katiko?
Tiripo, tino tenda, nyukutu meata ya mwemurefu, mkatimirira. Moda kutibasira wane nye ya jinawe?
Takaona hizi to kundi kana ubadiri kana wai ma baka izusu ndoto sote tayari kure shinamu jita sote tayari shinamu
aizo izo pamoja shino kuna kwa shini tika kunyikata kwa ndoa nda kuti vando na kutanga wa batsira vana vabo vasatwa batsira vamwe atisebe asere kati nzo amezi mbuza na kuti vanga kubatsira yere amezi mbuza na manzwa vabo zatoro na mkoma mamboma.
Ongo ndazvinzwa ini ndiri ku Brits kana vakachinanwa kakati kure kubva ku Rustenburg ne Mahikeng. Rustenburg iri kuda 60 kilometers kubva pandiri ndingangoti apa 61. and maiken iyo iri ku over 200. But zvatinokwanisa kuita manje ndezvekuti vamamboma vane nhare dzangu. Vanogona kundibata toronga kuti tingaite here zuva rimwe chete. Randinoenda kana kuRustenburg, ndonosangana nevanhu vari kuRustenburg. Ndoita rimwe zuva randinoronga ndoenda kumaiken.
Mr. Gande, Mr. Mamboma here, first of all, is saying that, you know, the Home Affairs Ministry is a little bit sluggish. They are not keeping up with the work, but he also notices that serving the locals is a bit of a problem. But now he has got a problem, which Mrs. Simbudzana agreed to assist him with. So that is one good story that we are happy about.
Oh, that's definitely good news there. Mr. Nyati. Yes, Mr. Nyati, sizwile lapha ukhuluma wena ukubana kungani hayi akuhambi kahle. Kodwa ke kanti kuyini kungakwenzakala sibili ukuthi akhona yini ama permit la kumbe vele uhulumende we South Africa kasa yenza umsebenzi njengemfanele. Wena ubona njani?
Kanti siyathanda ukuthi sibonge ukuthi President omutsha uCyril Ramaphosa ubisele ungqongqoshe uMelusi Gigaba kuHome Affairs. UMelusi Gigaba wayekhona ekuqaleni ma i-DZP proposal ngabo 2009-2010. Honorable Melusi Gigaba bekakhona ma kurenewa ama-ZSP ngo-2013-2014. We are now in a situation lapho sesibona khona i-delay. So ngibona ngathi solution ebalulekileyo kakhulu ukuthi kuvuselelwe leya forum eyayikhona yokuthi sikhone ukuba ne-face to face engagement ne-Home Affairs. Sikwazi ukuthi kahle kahle inkinga abanazo yini, why abantu bakithi kune-delay le esigcina iba-affecta emsebenzini nakuma-banks. Nginama-nurses mina, I'm a professional nurse, nginesi. Nginama-nurses ayehluleke ukuthi erenewe ama-nursing council receipt abo because i-nursing council ithi hamba ne-Home Affairs. I-Home Affairs ayibanikeza ama-permits ngesikhathi. So, ba-stuck because ama-employers kufanele ukuthi umuntu maye-nurse practice esebenzisa i-current practicing license. So inkinga ekhona ukuthi i-delay le is affecting people negatively, and we challenge Home Affairs ukuthi if it's honest ngalokhu efuna ukwenzela ama-Africans, njengoba yayiqala ngabantu baseZimbabwe nge-DZP yaya ebantwini baseLesotho. They are quiet on other countries right now. We challenge them to create that forum ababeyenzile ukwenzela ukuthi sikhone ukuthi sibhekane nabo, sibabuze o-Jack McKay o-DDG ukuthi are you honest with this issue or you're just playing games with the lives of Africans.
Hayi, kuzwakala. Hayi, yala ulokhu usecingweni, Mr. Wande.
I wanted to find out from Mrs. Mbunzana how they communicate with the Home Affairs and how they get information to Zimbabweans. Mrs. Mbudzana, muripo?
Ongo ndiripo?
Yeah. Ndakachida kuziva kuti kana muchitaurirana ne Home Affairs, munoshandisa nzira dzipi? Uyezve kana Home Affairs ine information kana kuti ine zvainoda kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizive, vanobudisa mashoko acho aya sei?
Ka zvakare zvo paina minista vanonzi Ngosazana Dlamini Zimavaya taingoita vokungotaura vokungofonera va she's a politician saka munongodza mapoliticians kuti vanoziva kuti vanhu mhepo iri kuenda nekupi saka zvaive zviri nyore pakauya amanisi Gigaba zvakanga zviisina kunyanyomesa we because taingoenda isusu izvati kana tiri kugaranti pandaishandira kupretoria homeaffairs iri yanga iri padhuzedhuze chaizvo nepabasa pedu saka taingoenda ipapo tongosvika toti tiriuda kuita setup appointment yekutaura nemaofficials ekuhomeaffairs but tasvika stage yekuti iye zvino manhamba yose yaunawo ini ndofunga mufoni mangu ndine nhamba kuda dzinosvika 12 dzevanhu vanoshanda kuhomeaffairs vane zvinzvimbo chaizvo asi kuti uvabati vanhu ivavo hapana kana umwe wavo anodaira foni vazhinji vacho kare kwacho ikako vanga vasingadairi zvavo asi waiti ukamufonera wozomutumidzira sms aikufonera back kana kuti aipindura sms iyoyo asi pari zvino hapana ari kudaro then isusu kumataurira atinoita nevanhu vanotibata muorganization medu tine tinoshandisa maemail tofanisa social media tirei very active patwitter pafacebook hatisati zvedu taana nainstagram tofunga kuti ndezvekunyanya kutamba but facebook netwitter maaccounts ede ari very active
ndidzo nzira dziri kushandiswa navazhinji mazuva ano sekukumbira kwandamboita musaenda tidoda tichiri kuda kukurukura nemi she gave us a reply that it used to be very easy for them to communicate with the Minister of Home Affairs herself, but now that things are just a little bit different.
Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after these words.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Yes, Mr. Wande, looks like until we get maybe some official comment from the South African government, it's quite difficult to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mr. Nyati, nga wena ulikhuluma lamantu amalunga enu bona bathini ngodaba lolu bayakhathazeka yini njengoba abanye sisizwa kuthiwa sebexotshwa lemsebenzini?
Abantu bayakhathazeka mfethu inkinga nje ukuthi lathi sinabantu we are not organized yazi ukuthi kunamandla ekuqoqweni okuqoqaneni ukuthi abantu bebambane bebekwazi ukuthi bekhulume ngelizwi linye inkinga ukuthi thina nathi kwesinye isikhathi asikho organized umuntu uthi maye enenkinga namhlanje ingadlula leyo nkinga ekhohle ukuthi kunabanye abantu obachiya kuleyo nkinga so thina sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi ngani yonke lento leyi siqala ukuthi siyenze i-advocacy sihlangane sizame ukuthi sikhulume ngelizwi linye ukwenzela ukuthi i-Home Affairs isizwe njengoba ngishilo ngathi mina sicela ukuthi i-Home Affairs ivuselele that fora or that forum ababenayo during DZP and during ZSP lapho esasikhona ukuthi sihlangane nama-DDGs ay-Home Affairs or abantu abe-responsible ngama-ZSPs.
Manje ngikubambe kancane la. Ngikubambe kancane. Nxa usithi wena akula kubambana, utsho wena ukuthi lina njengenhlanganiso liyakhulumisana yini, liyabambana yini lenhlanganiso ezifana leZimbabwe Exiles Forum?
Thina njengoba mawumamele mfethu ukuthi into ekhulunywa ngusisi uDayana yinto engiyikhulumayo nami maybe inkinga ikhona lapha ekuthini ekuhambeni kwethu sisiyazama ukuthi sikhulume ne-Home Affairs sazama ukuthi sikhulume nabo laba bantu ngingakunikeza umzekeliso ucomrade Ngqabuto Mabena okhokhela iZimbabwe Community in South Africa une direct contact nabantu base Home Affairs uyamazi nokumazi uzethe IP manager. Mina ngahamba eHome Affairs banginikeza inamba kaKavish oweVFS, which is a private company that is one way or the other benefiting from this whole process of processing ama permit abantu ababuya ngaphandle. Whether kona lapha South Africa kumbe ngaphandle kweSouth Africa, iVFS iyabenefita directly or indirectly. So esikutshoyo thina ukuthi abavuselele leya forum yama special permit la anikezwa iSouth Africa. Abantu basele sotho balindile manje ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi ama permit abazovuselelwa na. So may iforum leyana ingekho ukuthi mabehlangana nenkinga abantu basele sotho bazoshela ukuthi baya kuyo kuphi.
Mhm. Wena eLesotho athiwa yini ibizo lawa maphepha khona?
Nama iLesotho special permit leyana iDZP it was dispensation of Zimbabwean permit yabuya yabe iZimbabwe special permit manje iZimbabwe exemption permit. So ke ilawa eLesotho asikwazi ukuthi igama lawo leyo yalisithini. Siyezwa neSouth Work Visa le abakhuluma ngayo eGuidwa Green paper and white paper on international migration. All those issues, those are issues abazikhuluma kuma conferences for political purposes when our people on the ground at the border, right at the service point, isehluleka ukuthi beserviswe correctly. So yikho sikutshoyo thina ukuthi we need to challenge these people on a face-to-face basis. Jack McKay, I'm talking big people here, I'm talking this gentlemen or upland, the teachers. Those guys, they should come down and come and interact with us. What are they scared of? They should come and interact with us, and we have to tell them right on their faces what they are ill-treating our African people in these borders by not doing the correct thing. What you promise in conferences is not what you are delivering on the ground. That's precisely what I'm saying, my brother.
Oh, I see. No, we get you loud and clear. Oh, Mr. Wande.
Yes. Tinasi sinetsai varipar narapa. Muripoere, muriko tinza, sinetsai. Mukoma natsai, muriko tinza ere.
Mukoma omesai.
Omesai. Okay. Sorry, chazo, dinorombo. Muda kutubatira ere, ne nyayari panui.
Rufuna ndrumo Cape Town.
Yes.
Pane ndiri kuona ichiwada nemunoma vachada maZimbabwe. Pane vamwe vaishandisa mapepa kuti maaslam aya. Ukaenda kuda unorinyuwa aslam yako havachabvuma kuti urinyuwe. Vanokupa tuma because. Ovhazonzodzi yamangwana, pane yamangwana ringe rakanzurwa. Isusa nema permit. My license emuno ndita basa udrive. My license emuno unorinyuwa pa PDP bebe. Pa PDP zvava kutiita zvinozvo ukaenda varikubvunza permit. Permit yasati yabuda haukwanisa kurinyuwa license yako kubasa uchakwanisa kuenda. Saka mutsvane vari kuti vhariri yakawanda iyezvozvo Cape Town Maskat vanga vachagarira homasiza agarira vanhu Marine Drive ichisunga vanhu. Saka pachokwadi ndikuona hurumende muno aichada maZimbabweans. Pamuhlobo wenene radio yavo Maskati vanga vachitaura kuti hazviite tipa vanhu mapemit kana uri petrol attendant driver. Vashandi vedu munomu vanogona kuzviitawo, saka tikupei mapemit tikutorera vanhu vemunomu mabasa. Saka ndikuona pakaoma kudaro
tii zvava nenguva yakareba here zvichiitika izvi kana kuti zvakutotangidza chaiko zvinezvi?
Zvakatanga paya pakanzi na misawa na Mnangagwa maZimbabwe nzicho yekumusha kwanaka ndopakatanga munhamu yese iyoyi.
Zvinonetsa. Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo maonesai nemashoko enyu. Ndinofunga varipo vamwe vakateerera vachakwanisa kungotaurawo zvavangakwanisa kutibatsira nazvo nenyaya iyi.
Sorry, ndaikumba kukunyava vari kubetsera kavo ngavaita vachibetsawo nemastatus nemaslam seekers vari kupererwa nemapepa vanhu vavava. Please vasatarise divo imwe chete remapemit.
Tichanzo aswa wanotaura, warukunzo aswa murukutaura. Chris, Mr. Wanisnaye is saying that from what he can tell, the South African government is no longer interested in Zimbabweans in South Africa because they are making things harder and harder slowly for the Zimbabweans. So we might hear some more about that from Mrs. Mpudzana when we talk to her next.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's quickly ask here, Mrs. Mpudzana, you heard what our caller is saying here. Do you think that there is any grain of truth in what the caller said about the South African government not really, warm and cozy towards Zimbabweans, especially when we look at the new government, the Ramaphosa government? Do you feel that they are not as warm as the previous government?
There could be a grain of truth in what he's saying. The South African government has never really encompassed its Africanness until fairly recently. And when Democrats dawned on South Africa, I think they came in with the mantra that the rest of Africa, or most African nations, were behaving undemocratically, and they needed to set an example. And by that, they then had a hodgepodge foreign policy, and that has now spilled over into regimes that came after the first one of President Mandela. But anyway, that being the case, as politicians, they can't really say we do not want foreigners. But also as politicians, they realize that their vote comes from an ordinary South African who's working in the streets. And what do? They then pander to the qualms of that ordinary South African. And the ordinary South African is saying a foreigner comes here, steals our jobs, steals our women, steals our money, is committing crimes, and then it all leads to xenophobia. When you look at how South Africa responded...
How do you steal someone's woman? That's what they're saying. I'm saying, how are they accusing Zimbabweans of stealing women? How do you steal women?
Yes, and in fact, the other day I was talking to a colleague of mine, and I said, but this is not rape. This is consent. This is a person who goes to a South African woman and proposes, and she says yes.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a basis for that, but it's a story for another day.
Mm.
So all this leads to eventually xenophobia. And you realize that in South Africa there is institutionalized xenophobia in the case that wherever you go, the minute they realize that you can't speak the local language or that you are a foreigner when you present your documents, the way you are handled is different from the way a citizen will be handled. So there is an element of truth in what the caller said.
Mrs. Mpudzana, let me play the devil's advocate for a minute. Don't you think this is the kind of practice that we find in most countries where they put their own citizens first before they can worry or offer any assistance to people from other countries? Wouldn't you say they are trying to safeguard the well-being, the welfare of their own people before they can extend a hand to our Zimbabwean comrades?
Yes, each country must actually first look after the interests of its own people. We've got no qualms with that, we agree. Even Zimbabweans, when I go back to Zimbabwe, I'd want my Zimbabwean government to look after my interests first before they can look after the interests of other people. But what we are saying to the South African government is that they should then enforce their own rules. Because we are not talking about something that comes from Ethiopia. They have the rules here. They have the Refugees Act that deals with all these asylum and refugee matters. They have the Immigration Act that deals with all these permit matters. They should stick to those acts and do things accordingly. They should not take... You find that there are people now who are on asylum for 20 years. How do you then deal with a case of somebody who's been on an asylum for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then the permit... In their policy documents, they say permits should be issued within 6 weeks. But no single person has had their permit issued in 6 weeks. How is that happening? That is the way we have comms with them. If they take, if they put the interests of South Africans first, fair and fine. But they must also deal with their own rule of law. If their law says this, that's what they must do. Right. Instead of now giving people a runaround.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you heard what the other caller said, Mr. Onesai, that he is encouraging you not just to dwell on trying to find permits for people, but also to assist asylum seekers. Do you see any difference in between those two? And is it something that is within the confines of your expertise as an organization?
Oh, yes, it is within the confines of our expertise. In fact, before the permits came on board, we were dealing more with refugees and the asylum seekers, because those ones are the more vulnerable than the permit holders.
Right.
And we actually have a case, as it is, of the Department of Home Affairs confiscating passports. And when a person then goes, after they rejected the asylum application, that person is then deported without being given their passport back. We have that case where we are dealing with that, and we'll take it all the way we can. If it requires litigation, we'll do that. So those are some of the challenges that people are experiencing, and people are now, there's now a blanket rejection of asylum seeker permit applications from our affairs. I think it's 99% of applications are being rejected.
That's very sad.
We are saying Home Affairs is not rejecting permits on each and everyone's permit merit, but on the basis that the institutionalized xenophobia that I was talking about is now coming back to the fore. They are saying, no, there's no problem in Zimbabwe, so therefore you cannot seek asylum here. You'd rather go back. And that is what we are dealing with presently.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mbutsana. Can you just please stay on the line? Silom Laleli Undlovu. Ndlovu, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yebo, bengicela ukubuza.
Yeah.
Ngithole nge passport, but ngeke ngaya eHome Affairs. Lami ngifuna ukuzama ukuapply ipassport. Ngiyaqala first to first, angilayo le endala. Then bangitshela ukuthi amaZimbabwe now ba-apply laba le-skilled worker. But if mna ngicala ngeke ngisayithola.
Ngikwazi
kwakho ukuthi ngakuthi mina njengoba ngiwuqala u-apply kanza ngaba le permit basavuma yini, ngoba ngike ngadayela enye company bathi VSS, ngathola le company isivalile ayisakwazi ukureceive ama-message if mfuna ungena through for i-email address yabo.
Okay. Wathi sikufake kumnumzana Nyathi, umnumzana abutholezwe Nyathi wenhlanganiso ethiwayo na iMigrant Workers of South Africa. Mnumzana Nyathi, akuphathise lapho Ndlovu.
Iyayizwa indaba kaNdlovu. Ndlovini, gatsheni indaba ekhona ukuthi ama-permit la esikhuluma ngawo aqala u-applyelwa ngo-2010. Esabizwa kuthiwe ngama-Dispensation of Zimbabwean Permits, DZP. Ngo-2014 arenewa abe ngama-ZSP, Zimbabwe Special Permit. Manje sekabizwa ngama-ZEP, Zimbabwe Exemption Permit, azoqhubeka kuze kufike umnyaka ka-2021 khona lapho. I-Immigration Act yatshintsha khona lapho ku-2014-2015, bathi bona sebezo establisha VFS centers kulama countries esiwabiza sithi ngama feeder countries to South Africa, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu abatsha baqala ukuapplyela ama permits kufanele beqale beapplyele khona ekhaya. Mina sengineminyaka ngingakaze ngahamba eZimbabwe, so ngizwa kuthiwa kuBulawayo ikhona, eHarare ikhona, kodwa ke ngikhulume nge-SADC work visa le abakhuluma ngayo kuma conferences ukuthi wabona kuzoba ne SADC work visa ezonikeza abantu ukuthi bekhona ukuapplyela a special permit ebizwa ukuthi yi SADC work visa. Asikakwazi ama conditions or ama terms aleyo SADC work visa ukuthi azobe enjani. Balokho besakhuluma ngawo, abafuna ukuthi behlangane nathi laba bantu besichazele face to face at a higher level. kodwa ke siyalikhuthaza ke abantu bakithi ukuthi makuyikuthi linama special skills zamanini ukungena kuma website lizame ukuchecka le into ebizwa ukuthi critical skills list, libone ukuthi liyaqualifya na for leyo critical skills list. Mani qualifya thina ezinhlanganiso ama-administrators ethu sekangalisiza-ke ukuthi likhone ukuthi lisabhithe amaphepha khona, kodwa-ke kuyafanele ukuthi ezinye izinto zenziwe khona le eZimbabwe.
Hhayi, kuyezwakala. Uyayizwa yini incazelo leyo mnumzana Ndlovu, kumbe kukhona okunye lokhu usafuna ukwazisisa?
Asithi mephi, njengoba ngithi ngiyaqala u-after, suppose ngibuyele back ekhaya ngiyezwisisiswa kahle ekhaya back ukuthi ngangifuna ukuapply-ke-permit yokuthi ngizosebenza e-South Africa ngenze njani. Ngifuna noma ikhodi yakhona ukuthi ngangena kulelo khuzeni uku-apply ngakhona.
Nanko-ke Mnyati.
Comrade Ngabuto Mabena onguye thina esisebenzisana naye okulida iZimbabwean community in South Africa, lokukhulumisana ne-Home Affairs uzama ukucelela abantu ukuthi labo abangaphruva ukuthi kudala bekhona lapha kwenziwe yona linto eyenziwa ngama-ZSPs or ngama-DZPs ukuthi bekhone ukuthi ma kufika isikhathi sokuthi be-aplayele le SADC work visa kungadingeki ukuthi beyoqala le ekhaya, kube kuyikuthi bazoqala lapha. So yiyo ke leyo nto esiyicela ku-South African government ukuthi ngani bazivumele ukuthi sisondelelane nathi sizinhlanganiso e-grassroots level, sibambane sikhulume nge-one voice ukwenzela ukuthi bevumele abantu abafana noNdlovu ukuthi bengayiqala phansi ekhaya uku-applyela lapha. Siyakwazi ukuthi banokutsho ukuthi kuzogcina ku-create an influx of people and all the stuff and i-government siyatshintsha eZimbabwe, yonke leyo nto ekhulunywa ngumem Diana Dimbuzane ukuthi bathi bona ama-asylum seekers nama-refugees i-government siyatshintsha. Kodwa umuntu maye lapha akangeke evuke kusasa nje ithwale imithwalo yakhe ebuyele eZimbabwe engakwazi ukuthi izoqala kuphi. It's going to take time and we are aware of the hand of the South African government in the deterioration of its political and socio-economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ngiyathemba ususuthisekile mnumzana Ndlovu.
Yebo, hayi, ngisuthisekile, ngizolinda ngoba le problem manje sifuna ukusebenza emafemini. Sozasithi bafuna ama-work permit, abafuni ma-aslam, wathi sisebenzisa ama-aslam. Ngaleso sikhathi abanye besa-aplay ama-permit lami naye ngabi nayo i-passport, but i-passport khona ngiyithole manje. Then sengithi ngi-apply i-permit sendithole isivalilo kwi-website yakhona.
Okay.
So ngizolinda lami ngiyeza ukuthi kuzalokho uhamba kanjani, ngoba khe ngi-checka ukuthi kuyenzakalani nabo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu umnumzana Ndlovu.
Okay, kubonga mina.
Let's take another quick break, Mr. Wande, and we'll come back to Ms. Mbuzana.
Sure.
Manga muchiziva here kuti Studio 7 yava kutefenyura mangwanani ega ega muvhuro kusvika chishanu panguva dza 6 a.m. Musakanganweze kuti tinotefenyura usiku wega wega na 7 p.m. kubvira muvhuro kusvika svondo. Munokwanisa kutibata pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, pa shortwave 4930, 6065 ne 15460 kilohertz.
Yes, Mr. Wande, perhaps we can go back to Ms. Mbuzana.
Yeah, this is quite stressful. It's quite unfortunate. Ms. Mbuzana, munofunga kuti zvinhu zvoitwa sei, nekuti zvirikuramba zvichingotenderera, zvichingoita zvichingodzoka, zvichingoramba zvichingodzoka, zvichingodaro, asi mutsauko chaiwo chaiwo hatisi kuona kuti zvinhu kufamba sei. Munofunga kuti chinofanira kuitwa chii pakati pehurumende mbiri idzi kana tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuzvisora zveZimbabwe zviri kuSouth Africa? Chii chingafanira kuitwa chamungati mimi kana dene muchikwanisa kutaura nevakuru vakuru vehurumende yedu chamungarekomenda kuti vaite vachiitira zvisora zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa chii?
hurumende yedu ngavauye vahwerekete nevehurumende yemuno vachivataurira kuti aiwazve iZimbabwe yavari kutaura kuti yavaitsvai mwana achangozvarwa mwana haazvarwi achibva angotanga nokufamba anotomboita mwedzi mina chaiyo asingagari mozomudzidzisa kugara ozokambaira ozomira ozofamba saka kunaka kweZimbabwe kuchatora nguva ndochekutanga iyo hurumende yedu yeZimbabwe ngaitikoshese kuti izive kuti isusu zvatiri kuno tichiri vana vemuZimbabwe takakosha hatidi kungoti hurumende yedu ingoti Zimbabwe is open for business be open for business kunaaniko zvadii zvanzwii nokuti kakana iyo hurumende yedu ichiona kuti isusu takakosha inouya izohwereketa nesu yotibvunza kuti iyemi kuno kwamakanga matizira uku makambogara seiko handichava bamudiki tinoti bamudiki kababa vakafa bamudiki vapo vanotouya kana bamudiki vagara naka kuna mai mai vagara vane vana vavoka kuti nhaye vana zvamava makagara nakaboyanyu paya zvaimbofamba seiko pano kuti munzwisise kuti zvamakaka matama muchiti baba vanorova taakunogara kwaanhengi kunext door kuiko kwaanhengi kwacho kunombogari kaii zvinoinda andati musha zvawanga watsva ndichivaka patsva mudzoke muzogara pamba vana votaurova kuti ah baba kuno kune huswa hwakanaka chaizvo togona kutobva nehuswa kuno tikanopfirira imba nokana pasina kutaurirana kwakadaro zvinofamba sei
aiwa mashoko anonzwikawo Mr. Gande. Mrs. Mbudzana here is saying that you know the government of South Africa must give Zimbabwe a little more time because it's a new government and we are not sure as to how things will go. So, you know, she's saying that, you know, they should back off a little bit and give Zimbabweans some time while things are being sorted out back home. And she's also taking issue with the concern with the issue of saying that, the government should show a little more of value towards its own citizens who are outside the country to find out how actually they are living instead of just saying that Zimbabwe is open for business, everybody come, when there is nothing in place to take care of those people.
I see. Silo mlaleli, Mr. Wande, unyoni. Nyoni, sakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, mnumzana, kwendawo.
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungaphi kwendawo?
Wamanje seThekwini lapha, isehapa. Kodwa mehlale Rustenburg, ngikhulu company nje.
Oh, useThekwini. Yeah, okay. Ungasiphathisa ngembono yakho?
No, lapha mphathisi ngezindaba zikhulu indaba le yazi phezulu kwayo so manje. Ngoba nangiphenduke ekhaya mhla ka-31 December. Ngoba nje imota ngikwese ekhaya imota ebhoda abantu abahle badevela imota PTIP list kunikeza ephela mhla ka-31 ngoba permit yaphela mhla ka-31. So ngaphenduka mhla ka-31 ngafika ebhoda ngisiyo ngamalanga. Asiya nansi ngenza locally 2 months back no siya 2 months ngakuba ngoJanuary ngahlala eCastle bese imama Phuthu banikeza iyamalayo eborder yabanika up to April mhla ka 4 April so ke lapha ngasebenza inyanga siya mi process ye Mozambique base kusima i project Mozambique yasenza locally so ke manje sokale sibe PE sizithe tete from tete ngifuze ngeMozambique bona manje pasota muti manje tamala ngama phele emhla ka 6 yabona so inini lapha manje ngimele access card yami uthi ngene airport ayivumi inxa yakhonoko so izindaba lezo khuluma so uma uzimbuza labo uthi ikhuluma indaba ephezulu kwayo mina manje asikhulumi ngendaba yakusasa kumbe ayizulu manje nini ngisho ngene airport ngendaba yami
okay kuyezwakala isibongile ungafuna nje ukuthi ukhulumisane la yini silo mnyumzana Nyathi lapho migrant workers of South Africa abaphatha indaba zonezo
ye angangikhasisela nje kodwa lo mama lo manje ubuze imbudala lo ngibona uphansi wami uthi ngiyadlala ibrace abahlanga lapha endlala khona mangathola amanumber ukuthi manje se-off next week khona ngifonela maybe ngihlayela phansi kodwa lo Nyathi ngiyangangikhasisela nje manje esimosane ngikhona engikuso manje uthi kusasa afuze nye layisha yesipho thi nye maphuthu phuthu angaze ebhoda ngiyothi ngine overseer wafika kwethini ngathi
Nyathi ungathi fahla nje uphathise umnumzana Nyona
iqiniso njengoba sishilo ngidadela ukuthi abantu bakithi basenkingeni enkulu kakhulu yamalanga la nikeze ebhoda
Unyoni ngamkhuthaza ukuthi ehlangane no Mem Diana Ebrets ngoba baseduzani. Sister Diana umuntu esazanayo kudala sisebenza sonke, sisebenzela abantu emphakathini. Inkinga nje njoba ngengathi mina ngathi abantu bakithi basuka beze kithi manje bese enkingeni. Abafuna ukuthi siqale sihlangane inkinga zingakabi khona. Sizibone inkinga zisesekudeni, sizame ukuthi siphume nama-solutions. Lokho engakubiza ngithi proactiveness instead of being reactive. Because into ekhona ukuthi abantu bakithi baza kithi nge-one-one. Kukanti into inkinga abanazo ziyafanana. So-ke nathi uma umuntu engabuya siyathathela ama-passport abo siphumele kuma-emails lawo esiwanikezayo e-Home Affairs. Bayasiphendula ngesikhathi sabo abasiphendula ngaso. Kodwa nxa singakungenzeka ukuthi abantu abafana nonyoni aba-affected. I always tell people ababuya e-ofisini ma ngihlangana nabo ukuthi uyazi ukuthi wena mfethu wena you are the one o-affected. Wena you can articulate better. Ungakhuluma ngcono inkinga yakho than mina engekho affected ngale nto le. So ke onyoni siyabakhuthaza ukuthi noma bezokuya kuMem Diana eBrits abathathe the lead in articulating ama-issues la. Sibahambise thina sihambe nabo kula ma-forums ase-Home Affairs ukwenzela ukuthi mabefika bethi mina I'm affected this way, this way, this way. So that the Home Affairs can see the reality of the suffering of our people. Because ma ngikhuluma mina bacabanga ukuthi maybe njenge-NGO ngifuna ukuzama ukufundraiser or ngifuna ukwenzani, ngifuna ukuthola imali nabantu abazijoyini onyoni. Abafaki nemali zona lezo abathi siyazidla. Bakhuluma nje babuya kithi sebenenkinga sesingasakwazi ukuthi sibathathe sibase kuphi.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Siyabonga kakhulu ngakhonoko okutshela umnyoni. Ngiyabona laye uyezwa okutshoyo. Mr. Wande, we are quickly running out of time. Maybe you'd like to ask Ms. Mbudzana
her last one. Ms. Mbudzana, tachikumbira kuti mutaurire zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuSouth Africa mashoko enyu okupedzisira. Pamsoro penyaya iyi chii chamungada kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vazive nenyaya yamapepa iyi voita sei kubva pari zvino?
Ngatibatanei. Tikabatana kwese kwatirika tikange tiine izwi rimwe chete tinowana nzira yekufamba nayo tichienda mberi.
Aiwa, tinotenda namashoko enyu.
Yes, Mr. Wande, let's ask Mr. Nyathi, wena ilizwi lakho lokugcina ongaliphostela uZulu sikhuluma nje khona ngapha base South Africa abathwele nzima ngodaba lona lolu olwamaphepha ungathini ngamafeature?
Mina ngakutsho ngitatheli ukuthi lathi sasihleka abantu baseZambia sibabiza amakwerekwere, sibabiza amanyasha, sibabiza zonke lezo zinto. So kusifikele nathi what goes around comes around, njengoba uBob Marley wacula ingoma what goes around comes around. Njengoba sokusehlele manje asifundeni isifundo esingapheliyo. Sithi silungisa ekhaya manje njengoba sibhizi, kudala sibhizi. Asiyekelanga indaba yaseZimbabwe si-exile manje siyayilungisa. Asilungiseni sibambaneni lapha, sibuyeleni siyi-one force that is not going to tolerate any nonsense from our government so that we are not chucked out of our country ever, ever, ever again.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Manje-ke abafuna ukuthi bakuthinte bathole uncedo kumbe bathole abangakuthola kuwe, bangakuthola ngani?
Thina si-Migrant Workers Association sitholakala eJohannesburg, sine-office eTarfontein. Bangangithumela i-WhatsApp ku 060-311-9086. Ngiyaphinda inumber 060-311-9086. Then sizokhuluma ukuthi siya kuphi ngale ndlela siya phambili. Ngiyabonga.
Ai, Latis Bongile, that there was Mr. Vutolezwe Nyathi of the Migrant Workers of South Africa. We also heard from Diana Zimbudzana of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. My name is Chris Gande. Let's meet again next week. Good night.
And I'm Janona Kawande. Till we meet again next time, take care. Bye-bye.